It's now time for a reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Chad Blair is on the line with an Ad Watch review. Morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, I did see that ad because it's okay. Embedded in your article today. I was thinking I was going to have to look for it on TV. Interesting.
Yeah, we've managed to avoid most of the TV ads since the primary, right? There really hasn't been much out there politically, but it's firing up, particularly over these two ballot issues, these statewide ballot issues involving the Constitution. And the latest one, the one that you watched on the article, is from a group called Preserve Our Hawaii. Who's that? Well, basically it's the Hawaii Government Employees Association. That's the largest union in the state, but they've got a lot of other people supporting them. The Chamber of Commerce Hawaii, lots of other unions, the Sierra Club, the ACLU Hawaii. And what are they arguing for? They do not want voters to vote for a constitutional convention. They say it's going to cost too much. They've cited the figure $55 million, although they haven't backed it up with any sourcing. But they're saying, look, that's not a good use of our money. We could spend that instead on things like, I don't know, fixing libraries, filling potholes, or building affordable housing. So you'll be seeing that ad running quite a lot between now and November the 5th, the day before the general election.
It is interesting because you have a gal who's driving around town, you know, right, looking at our empty lots, thinking, oh, there should be a high rise with housing there.
Yeah, it's clearly filmed in Honolulu, and it has the closing caption, "Don't be conned."
Yeah,
so they've got a nice little catchy phrase. By the way, this is the third ad that we've seen just in the last week alone. There's two other ads running regarding statewide ballot issues. This is the other issue that's before voters, right? There's just two. One's a con-con. And the other one's called a Con-Am. That's a constitutional amendment. And in this regard, I know we've talked about this on your program, this would actually ask voters, should we amend the Constitution to give the legislature the power to levy a surcharge on investment properties? And, of course, that is something that's backed the Hawaii State Teachers Association. They very much want to improve schools. But these two ads are arguing, no, don't do that. That's going to cost taxpayers. So here we now have three ads running in opposition to the Con-Con and the Con-Am.
Right. And I know when we've had the HGA labor head, Randy Pereira, on our show, he
right.
had talked about, as far as the Con-Con, that labor doesn't really think this is a good time to open up the door because they're afraid of outside money coming in since the climate right now for labor is not good.
And it's interesting because, of course, Randy, his organization sent us a statement that elaborated on their view. The ad doesn't actually mention things like collective bargaining. In fact, collective bargaining is very much at the forefront of concerns for HGA and other unions. That was something that came out in the 68 Con-Con, preserving that right to bargain with the government over contracts, pay raises and benefits and so forth. They're afraid that if a Con-Con happens again, that right is going to be gone. But it's not just that. They're also worried about environmental issues affecting perhaps Native Hawaiians. Remember that OHA, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, was established in a 1978 Con-Con. Having said that, the ad doesn't mention at all the possible benefits that could come from a Con-Con, like maybe a statewide initiative, a referendum process. But of course, that's not their job. Their job is to argue for voting no.
Right. And I think we've had folks on who are concerned about, again, the climate when it comes to minorities, indigenous people, and certainly several Native Hawaiian leaders have come out, you know, to say, yeah, maybe this is not a good idea right now.
That's right. There are also some Hawaiians that I've spoken to who said, you know, maybe we need to make some tweaks to OHA, maybe improve the system. But we'll see whether these ads are persuasive. I'll tell you what, they are defining the argument early. There, as yet, at least as of Friday, looking at the latest ad buys, there's no organized pro-Con-Con or pro-Con-Am ads going out there yet, although I wouldn't be surprised if the Hawaii State Teachers Association does, in fact, running some ads that are in support of the Con-Am. Remember, that's for schools to get more money for teachers and facilities.
Right. Lots of concern over that one, too. So we'll just have to see what pops up on the airwaves or on our computer as these ads pop up.
Stay tuned.
All right. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Chad Blair with Honolulu Civil Beat with today's reality check. To read stories about the constitutional amendment and the constitutional convention, visit civilbeat.org.